that had drawn several hundreds of thousands, I would even say, and would be just solely overpacked sometimes, and we'd be all over the places watching the games. And the history of that just kind of sparked how much they loved the game. I mean, you had NBA players come there to play. You had semi-pro players come there to play. In fact, I know of Scott Skiles came some years ago when he played years ago. So it has a long history of basketball-oriented people. And I think that's pretty much the assurance on its own. And the tournament's still going on. In fact, I commentated live this past Dust Bowl. It's fun. I think that the city is waiting on it. My Facebook page was going crazy. So it's been fun. They're real supportive, and I'm excited about that.
Well, you mentioned youth and basketball, and I'm wondering with the Premier League, is there an age requirement, minimum age?
No. Well, we are looking at the players that are not in college, at least 18 years old, and able to play under contractual conditions. So they're usually after the age of 18, if they didn't go to college, or usually these players, though, average being overseas, the D League, and they're looking to play at the next level. So we're talking about professional guys, and they're really long, athletic, fast. They're looking to get another a shot at playing up into the D League and possibly to the NBA.
Now, is this a full-time coaching? Is this a full-time gig for you? I mean, you've been in Danville at various positions and now at the VA, so.
No. Well, I would say it's a full-time as far as commitment goes. After the season and during the season, I'll still be able to work. I'll still be doing what I do. I love what I do as far as my job. I'm always helping people, and leadership is pretty much my forte. And I'll be using a lot of that come this November to March. So we're going to spend a lot of time, and a lot of things we do are in the evenings and after work. And sometimes I'll be doing things during work around my schedule. So it's pretty well balanced. I definitely took that into consideration before accepting.
Minor league basketball has struggled in some cities, but you have several leagues now.
We were one of the two teams that I just joined. There was another team, Racine Storm, had just joined. So we're no longer the youngest team or the newest team. In our area, I know they are two divisions, and there's the Midwest, and then you have the New York area. So we're definitely looking forward to competing at a high level against Ohio. You have Rochester, who are the previous last year's champions, and you have Indianapolis Diesels. They'll pretty much be our rival. We play 20 games, and what they try to do is we play each team twice.
Tell me about what you expect from these players when things start up December 1st.
Well, we expect them to be able to not only play at a high level each game that we play, but to also make sure that they are as committed to our community as we are as the organization. And that's one of the things that we established early, myself and the owners, that I do have a passion for the community and a concern for the generation just to make them inclusive in what we do. So that's one of the things that we want to make sure that the players are just as committed to doing as we are.
Have you gotten feelers so far from potential players?
Oh, yes. Once the news came out that I was accepted a position and now the head coach, it's been pretty wild as far as, basketball resumes just started coming in and wanting to know what they can do to get on the team. And we definitely are now pushing the dates, 3 tryout dates, so hopefully that would be able to help. If you fit it, that was one of the toughest things when I tried out was the cutting part or not being able to make it part. It is what it is, it's one of those things where you're trying to get to a stage and you just have to try to get better. I mean, so we're looking at doing this and we know it's going to be successful without a shadow of a doubt.